So the process, of course, ultimately is this one of we're learning, as Ken is saying, to disidentify with the separate special self. And because that's that's what insists that oneness is no longer true. A separate individual special self says that oneness is not true. And that's what our judgments keep doing. And as long as I focus on behavior, focus on my brother's body, what my brother's body or bodies are saying and doing, behaving, that's, again, because it's our classroom, you don't deny it, and we have, as you're saying, we've got rules and all that we may have to have in place and enforce, but it's the judgment, it's the condemnation, it's that critical perception of my brother as somehow bad or evil, and again, deserving of punishment. What I'm saying then is that I still believe that about myself, and I still believe that I am deserving of punishment. And maybe there's some of the time where we still do believe that about ourselves as well, but Jesus is saying, do you want to continue to believe that? Because I have a different perception of you. Why don't you join with me, and I'll help you see yourself and all your brothers in a different light.